Having described the DNA structure, let us look at its mode of electrostatic association to the histone N-termini. To begin with, I wish to say a word about the peculiar geometries at the corners of the octamer, as viewed in this frontal position. Although it became clear to me, at the outset of these studies, that the DNA belonged approximately at the four corners of the octamer, adjacent to the N-terminal ends of helix 1, there has never been any guideline for precisely positioning the DNA. There are two H3-H4 corners, namely the H3-H4-A and B chains at the upper right, and the H3-H4-E and F chains at the upper left. Likewise, there are two H2A-H2B corners, namely H2A-H2B chains C and D at the lower left, and H2A-H2B chains G and H at the lower right. As discussed previously in the section entitled Up and Down Orientations of Helix 1, each of the pairs of helix 1 and termini at these corners have what we may call a natural direction in the crystal structure, and, having no other recourse, I followed that natural direction as closely as possible. That accounts for the rather incongruous directions of the H3-H4 corners compared to the H2A-H2B corners, where the former seem to be aligned approximately with the x-axis, while the latter lie along lines which seem to emanate radially from the center of the octamer core. It's possible that in real life, i.e., at 100% humidity in a living cell nucleus, this entire structure would be significantly different from this, in its small details. But we won't know what those differences will be until we develop either methods to peer into the living cell nucleus or advanced deductive methods to know what's going on there without actually looking. It's also possible that these corner orientations are exactly correct, since they do in fact facilitate the two types of octamer-octamer binding interactions we've described previously, namely the square-shaped array of salt bridges, which are associated with the radially arranged corners, and the antiparallel beta-strand to beta-strand backbone hydrogen bonding, which is associated with the corners that are x-axis aligned. Once settling on a general structure at the four corners of the octamer, the spacing of the DNA and protein is determined by the establishment of salt bridges between the basic amino acid residue R groups and the DNA phosphates. Whereas in protamine, most of the basic amino acids were arginine, in histone about half are lysine, so the configurations are a bit different. In histone, the arginine side chains cannot be fully extended, as they are in protamine, because if the histone subunit and termini are positioned by setting the arginine to DNA salt bridges to 3 angstroms, then lysine residues will be too far away from the DNA, namely 4 angstroms, due to the relative shortness of the lysine R group. Optimizing the spacing for lysine works better, since the arginine DNA salt bridges can still be set to 3 angstroms by simply curving the arginine side chains a bit, which is what we have done. Let's focus our attention on one of the four corners to see exactly how lysine and arginine R groups anastomose with the negatively charged phosphate groups on DNA. For these purposes, we'll look at the lower right-hand corner, namely the H2A-G, H2B-H subunits.